Log Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'd like to try your Wu-Tang style. Let's begin then.
It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
The Wu-Tang DJ.
Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber job, Daniel.
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? They go to Everett. It would never come back. Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit.
Scissor, and yes, I'm still tipping and slamming for those and macking for holes and tell this one hold his dick on our shoulder.
Cause we superstars, and we try to give it back with every 16 bars. From the land where the niggas push two clean cars. If the team get you there, you better go get yours. If not, you gon' catch me right that deal. With your phone so big, look like a wagon wheel. But for now, I wanna say thanks to Neil. And the shit don't stop till you touch
to
a beer.
To all the girls that like me.
What up?
Hood niggas from the streets of the D.
What up?
To all the fuckers that don't like us.
What up?
We still here in F&D, we trust.
What up?
Like the grow and you pass it around. And one time for my niggas locked down. And two times for my niggas in the street. Three times for your niggas at the D.
I'm in God mode. This is greatness on a different level.
Yeah, BDSIR Network is just a
No, I can't start it like that. This is a special edition of Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. You know why? Because it's the most wonderful time of the year. This time we're celebrating 50 years of J Dilla, James Do It Yancey.
Let's go.
Let's go, because it all started last year. This story started last year at the Jazz Cafe. Spin Doctor was going to do it for the last time until Marduk showed up on stage and had to strong arm him and say, no, it's not going to go down like that.
Facts.
You know what I mean? My son would have turned 50 years old. The crowd went crazy. And therefore, Spin Doctor was like, oh, snap, I got to do another show. And in that another show, I've got my special guests with me. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I've got two special guests with me. One of them is a great friend of the program, my man Big O. What's going on, sir?
What's up? What's up? Thank you for having me again.
You're back again. You're becoming a resident now, right? You're going to start paying rent on my show, man. However, on that lineup, right, you had Illa J on the show, and you had one half of Frank and Dank on the show, the man called Frank Nitz. You know what I mean? Because to him, wherever he's in the world right now.
He's on the plane.
Oh, he's heading back right now.
Yeah.
All right. Which leaves the other half of Frank and Dank. You know what I mean? This guy. You know what I mean? In fact, the two of them, known for big tune. You know, like the one called Nice to Meet You. Remember that? Remember that one?
Yo, who's gonna do that?
I ain't got a thing in voice for. Yeah, that's one of the ones.
Oh my God!
Tunes like MCA.
Oh, Sheila.
And of course, one of my favorites. You know what I mean? The epic McNasty Phil.
Ah, nasty.
You saw what happened at the Jazz Cafe when that dropped.
Shit, I'm gonna tell a story on that shit for you.
Well, why? Well, before you do, I need you to acknowledge this guy. You know what I mean? I need you to acknowledge the Jay Dilla Foundation. I need you to acknowledge Detroit. I need you to acknowledge the man called Dankery Half. Welcome to Retribution.
Yes, sir. Super pleasure.
Yeah, man.
To come up with you. You know what I mean? It's a long time coming to come chop it up with you. So I'm honored and blessed,
man,
to be here right now.
Wow.
With you. My brother Big O for Dilla's 50th in motherfucking London, man. This is like surreal, man.
It is, man.
Surreal.
You know what I mean?
Surreal, man.
I have to say, yo, me nearly forget. Responsible, I got the juice. Who got the juice now?
Hey.
New album.
Hey, go
out
get
there right now. Detroit.
Go get that new Detroit with me and my brother Caspan from Verona, Italy. It's out right now. Vinyl. Motherfucking on all streaming platforms. Go cop that, man. It's a super dope album. Shout out to all my V-boys all over the world. We doing it, y'all. We doing it.
So is that where it's from? Italy?
Yes, from Italy.
What? So why? So something in my head, for some reason, said he was from Canada? Or is there some sort of connection there?
Well, I'm originally from Detroit, but I'm a Canadian resident. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I'm a Canadian citizen now. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Toronto, Canada. You know I love y'all to the death of me, man. You know what I mean? Toronto is home. You know what I mean? Been home for quite some time. You know what I mean? Been out to Canada for about 20 plus years.
Oh, wow.
We actually did a deal with independent label and got distributed through Universal Canada. That's where the extended play came in, the album extended play.
Right.
All Canadian producers. But Dilla was on there. You know, we put Dilla on there still. You know what I mean? Had to have a goat get on there.
You've got to, man.
Big shout out to my brother Socrates, Cardinal, Landscape, Lindo P.
Whoa.
Brass Monk. Who else we got there? Brick and Lace. Ton of artists. Ton of producers. Two Swift Household. Brother, my brother Cisco and one, you know, it was a super dope album, and Canada gave us our first official album release.
Whoa! Official. Official. I see what you did there.
Official.
You know what I mean?
And, with that, got four top 10 singles, all went number one in Canada, blazing all the radios across Canada.
Wow!
Had a son, got married.
Congratulations on all of that, man.
Been married for 10 years, man.
10 years. So you got a 10-year anniversary and you got 50 years of Dilla.
Yes.
So this is huge.
Huge. It's, for me, if you follow me on Instagram, The Real Dankery Harvey, you will see how I express for my people. It's a blessing, man. It's a motherfucking blessing, man. It's a blessing. You know what I mean? My brother, Big O, that's family. We got a crazy-ass album.
Yeah.
Me and Big O did one of the most super dopest motherfucking producers I know.
Thank you.
That go hard on his craft. Like I told him the other night, I had to tell him up because he's been doing phenomenal work. He's been staying on it. He's been breaking a lot of shit, breaking a lot of barriers, getting it in. You know what I mean? And got nothing but love and respect for my brother Big O. We got to get some more work in. He's been busy. I've been busy.
Mm.
It's been crazy, but we still
something
together.
Definitely coming.
But
that's
it's coming. You know, we talk on, we FaceTime and talk and laugh and joke and shit. That's my guy. That's family shit. That's not just a person I did some work with and he produced for me. No, that's family, man. That's family.
The great thing about Dank, and I'm so proud of this record that we did. We did a record called Greenwood Envy. Greenwood Envy, featuring none other than Main Soul.
Soul, man.
Oh, that's what the team say.
Yeah. And when I was working on this album, I heard up Dank, and I was like, you know what, I'm putting together this album. I'm taking it off the shelf. Because I put it on the shelf out of anger. I put it on the shelf out of anger. And then I took it down, and I just revamped the whole project. I hit up Dank, and I was like, you know, since we did A New Day and we got that working relationship, and you know,
yes,
I'm just a fan of him and the whole family, it's like, you know, will you please do the honors of being on this album?
No please. Yeah. All he had to do was hit me. Dang, I just jump in there for me. I'm in there.
You don't believe in the word please.
No second guess for the family. You know what I mean? No please, no can you do this, just send it. There's no money exchange. When you're dealing with family, you're just building a legacy.
Exactly.
Somebody else will come around and chip us off for it. You know what I mean?
And
this music thing, it's money involved, but the money ain't got to be the principle.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
The money comes. It comes when it comes.
When it comes.
Yeah.
The principle of the whole scenario is getting the work done.
Get the work done, and then the rewards come later.
The rewards,
you know
the
what
rewards,
I mean?
The rewards, the blessings. The blessing is the reward.
Yeah.
Because you jumped the hurdle, and you got the work done.
Word up, man. Because you know, it's one of my personal pet peeves where, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes I feel like I talk too much, and I be like, "Oh, I've got this going on, I'm excited about it." And then they'll turn around to me. Their first question will be this: "So, do you get paid for this?" And I'm like, "Man, what happened to the passion?"
You gotta have a passion because the pay will jade the situation. The pay will get you lazy with doing the process. That's just like with the deal event. Last night, it wasn't about money. It wasn't a whole bunch of money and this that and the other. We came across the Atlantic Ocean for my brother Dilla.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
Not just coming across the Atlantic Ocean, coming to a place where he broke me and Frank. You know what I mean? My first time coming to London with BBE. Welcome to Detroit. I ain't know nothing about London or nothing.
Wow.
Peter from BBE, bless up my brother Peter. Mad love. He brought us here and showed us around London, took us to some of his DJ spots. He be doing some jungle shit and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, this is crazy. This is a crazy ass place. He took care of us and took us to the fucking Jazz Cafe.
So, tell me something. I'm going to get in the year right here. Was that 2005?
Yep.
Bored as much. You know what I mean? I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen it. I'm thinking, man, look how far we've come.
Yeah.
2005 is like near 20 years, man.
Yeah. And it might be a little bit earlier than that. Whenever the date for Welcome to Detroit came out, that was the actual day Peter got it together and got us across that Atlantic Ocean. You know, my mom was blown away. I'll tell y'all a quick story. One of my friends had just got out of jail. He had been in jail for maybe about 8 years. It's one of my boys. Shout out my brother Freddie J. And he pulled up on me, and I was getting in the Metro car about to go ahead and go to the airport. And he's like, D. I was like, my nigga Freddie J, man, glad you home, my nigga. Glad you out of that cage. Free all the man in them.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn, man, where the hell you going?
The ones that deserve to come out, that is, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. The only ones that deserve, the ones you did horrible crimes.
Stay in there.
Stay in your ass in there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, where you going, D? I said, I'm going to London, England. And he's like, what? You talking about London, England, where the Queen and shit? I say, yeah. He's like, man, what the fuck you going over there to do? So I'm going to do my music shit. And he broke down and he cried and shit.
Wow.
You know how passionate I have been about the artistic form of music. I used to dance, I used to jit, I used to hip-hop, I used to thought I was one of Scoob and Scrap, one of Big Daddy Kane dancers from back in the day. I had the biggest fade, eyebrows cut.
Mm.
I still got my eyebrows cut to this day. Still got them cut.
Oh, that used to be me as well, you know.
My brother gave me so much inspiration, like, damn, man. You know, because a lot of my niggas from the hood, they can't even come to Canada, let alone get on a plane and cross that Atlantic Ocean and come to a beautiful place like this. It's like hard press, you know what I mean?
Man, for real, though?
For real, for real. So, you know, I'm really, really not to boast and brag about hood life. I'm from the hood, East Side 7 Mile, St. Louis. I'm from the hood. We never would have thought that we'd have crossed that Atlantic Ocean on this underground hip-hop shit, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, never would have thought that. You know what I mean? Never.
Yeah, I feel the same way in certain situations. You know what I mean? Like, never thought I'd find myself up here talking with you guys.
Oh, man, that's...
When way back when I used to listen to Nasty Filth and all them big tunes with my peoples. And sometimes, you know what I mean, they had their villa dances as well.
Yes.
Every February.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I never thought I'd, you know, come to this point. So it's a beautiful feeling, man.
Yes, yeah,
it's
phenomenal.
Because, I mean, I never in a million years would have thought I'd make it out here or make it anywhere in Europe. Because I'm from Gate City Housing Project.
Nice.
And, bro, if I could go back in time and tell my younger self, hey, gonna be making music, you're gonna be, you know, traveling, you're gonna be living in Europe and shit like that, my younger self will laugh his ass off.
Same.
Yeah.
Same with me. Same.
You know, it's so far removed from your mind.
Yes.
When you're living in an environment like that.
You don't see the bigger picture. You don't even think about it. It's even like crossing the border going to Canada. That's a whole nother country. It's not the same as Detroit. It's another country.
Yeah.
It's more peace. It's more, you know, it's bullshit everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah,
crime
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah.
When you come from different places, living your life, you know to see the bullshit a mile away, and you're going left. I can see the bullshit a mile away. It could be five blocks down the street. And I can identify, oh, nope, I'm going that motherfucking way. That's what Detroit taught me to curve a lot of things, you know what I mean? Sometimes you might think the problem is big or a nigga being a particular type of way. Let things, nah, man, I ain't on that type of time. You know what I mean? You go ahead on, I'm good, you know what I mean?
Wow, the music.
The younger me would be all in for the fuckery.
Yeah.
As you get older and had different experiences, you know how just to curve shit, you know what I mean? And really appreciate where you're going and where you have to go. Not where you want to go, where you have to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? You start off wanting to go to places, but as time goes on, you have to continue and get to those places. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's where fate takes you, innit?
Mm-hmm.
It's where fate takes you. So let me ask you this, even though you alluded to it earlier, you know what I mean? Coming out of Detroit, how did you find yourself in Canada in the first place? I know that you met your wife out there.
Well, Dilla got us a record deal with MCA Records, which it was a phenomenal deal. Phenomenal. My first record deal, Dilla got me $675,000.
Wow.
One record. 50,000 signing bonus to me, 50,000 signing bonus to Frank. So that's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy in itself. We had actually went to Winter Music Conference with Peter from BBE. Welcome to Detroit. Promote the record. We had some parties down there, hosted some parties, did a couple of showcases. As soon as we got back, the budget was in. I was sick coming back because from Miami to Detroit, the weather and shit kind of fucked me up and shit.
Right,
and cold and fucked up. Yeah. And Frank came to my office, he was like, man, get up the check in. I was like, what the fuck you mean? Then he pulled the check out. I said, what? He said, you get 50, I get 50. We got $675,000 to do the record. I said, what? I wasn't sick no more. We got to the bank. I had to sign my name to clear the funds. Frank signed his name. Frank told the nigga, he's like, man, yo, dang, I'm about to go get my Mustang right now and shit. I was like, so he told the dude, bring him out $20,000. The guy brought him $20,000, and I was like, man, fuck that, bring me $20,000 out too and shit. He's like, man, they go get you on pilot. So me, Frank, and Dilly just sit in the studio as we working and talk about which cars we gonna have. Dylan wanted the Cadillac truck. Frank wanted the Mustang on 22-inch spokes.
Yeah.
And it was like, dang, man, what you gonna get? What you gonna get? I was like, I don't know. He said, man, you need to get an Impala. You need to get a 96 Impala. I said, a 96, for real? He's like, yeah. So we would talk about it every day, laugh and joke, smoke, as we work in.
Right.
You gonna be in the Cadillac truck. They go, what? Hell yeah. So what we was basically doing, we was manifesting the things that we wanted at that time. This was part of manifestation. And painted it so hell of a came to life with the music. So we get to the studio, see all the crazy monkey whips lined up. We in the studio, got studio blocks for 20, 30 hours. All paid for.
What?
You know what I mean? Me and Frank will book 20 hours. Then as soon as our session over with Dilla, book him 20 hours. It got so crazy that we couldn't get enough time and booked in the studio. MCA had to build Dilla's studio in the crib.
Because
we couldn't book enough time at the studio. You know what I mean? Couldn't book enough time. So he was like, told MCA, listen, I need a studio for the guys to keep working and shit because we can't book enough time.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Renovations went up. Dilla building the studio in this goddamn crib. The same shit that we was dealing with at the studio. So the guys came out, built the studio in this crib. He bought me and Frank same microphones Michael Jackson had. Had the sweet gold fucking microphone, same one Michael Jackson had. The exact same fucking microphone. We went in the booth, he was like, yeah, dang, this show Mike, this Frank Mike. You know, we helped get the studio built out the budget and everything. And it was a super blessed thing, man. So that made us to keep working whenever we wanted to work. Do the roll out the bed, scratch his nuts, go down there, make a beat. Yeah, I got some shit for y'all. Y'all come to the house. Go to the house, record. Now I'm going to get into McNasty Phil for you. So what happened with McNasty Phil?
Oh, man.
Dilla sent Madlib a pack of beats, and Madlib rapped over all the beats.
Right.
And Dilla was like, what the fuck? He rapped over all the beats, he mixed them and mastered them shit. So he sent it back, and Dilla was like, what the fuck? Like, this nigga rapped over all my shit. Like,
oh, damn.
Like, no business took him care of, he rapped all over shit. So he said, you know what? I'm going to do this. Have Madlib send us some beats, and we gonna rap all over his goddamn shit. Rap all over his shit. All
right then.
And Madlib sent the beats, then the rapped all over his shit. And then we listened for a beat for us, and this is the first beat, crazy as hell. Second beat, crazy as hell. Third beat, crazy as hell. The fifth beat, crazy as hell. Got to the sixth beat. McNasty Filth came on. We didn't budge. We didn't have the same energy as the first five.
Right.
So, Dilla was like, ah, y'all rapping off of this shit today, tonight. Y'all had a song ready for me in the y'all had a song ready for me in the morning and shit. Me and Frank was like, what? We wanted one of the other side beats that was crazy.
Whoa, imagine.
We wanted one of the other side beats that was crazy. We did. And so Frank was like, man, fuck. Fuck, man. Because he wasn't really excited about me Nasty Fields beat. Because if you heard the other five beats, y'all would lose y'all shit for real.
Did those other records come out?
Nope.
Ah, no!
Nope. They didn't ever come out.
So, let me ask you this, right? Because I did hear of an album that came, well, that was supposed to come out under MCA, and yes, it also happened. Was any of their beats on?
No. So that actual album that we had actually did for MCA, what happened with MCA was they shelved us.
Damn.
They rejected one record because they wanted that sample shit that Dilla would do. But what Dilla wanted to do with me and Frank was he wanted to create new shit. He wanted to sample himself.
Mm.
You understand? You know, he wanted to sample himself.
Right.
Instead of sampling off records.
Yeah.
At that time, that's when all the crazy lawsuits was coming in. Old musicians was trying to sue the artists about this, that, and other. So Dilla didn't really want that headache. So he said, fuck it, I'm going to sample myself. And it made me and Frank work. Because if we just would have just took the actual 48 hours, that's the 48 hours that's out now, that's not the actual 48 hours.
It coming like the Nas album that I am. Yeah.
It's not the actual 48 hours.
Right.
The actual demo that we gave MCA for the deal, that's the one they wanted. They didn't want the other one. They wanted all that crazy sample shit that Dilla did.
Mm.
So go back to McNasty Filth. So Dilla went upstairs. I was like, fuck, man. All right. Frank counted out the bars. Okay, you're going to come in right here. I'm coming in right here. Laid our parts. Frank went upstairs. Like, yo, we done. We about to get out of here and shit. Dilla's like, y'all motherfuckers ain't done. He's like, he's like, nah, nigga, we done. Came downstairs, pushed the button. Bum, I need to hear the place. Like, that nigga look like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? And that was Nasty Phil. So we packed up our shit and left. And Dilla had to sit there with his pad and figure out his part. And me and Frank laughed, and we got the fuck out of the studio.
Oh, my days.
So McNasty Filth was born. So McNasty Filth wasn't, like, our first choice because Madlib is one of the most ridiculous producers that I know, man. Like, that nigga, I still got all the beat tapes that he gave me with 100 beats on each one of them motherfuckers. Crazy artwork on the CD, everything, like, crazy. Like, so for that, we like, fuck, man. Oh, shit. All right, then, fuck it. So it was like, all right, did his parts and shit. Madlib went crazy. Wild Child, Roxy, Oh No, Med, all the niggas went crazy. All the fam, bless up. Everybody went crazy, and Peanut Butter Wolf came to Detroit. I had came from Toronto, and I had to go see Dilla. See Dilla, and he was like, man. Like, for real? I said, yeah, let's go check him and shit. He's like, okay, well, he said, they gonna ask about that McNasty Filth video. I said, video?
Video ain't
So he knew about the video already. We didn't know because we was in Toronto. And he said, he gonna ask about that motherfucking McNasty Filth video. I was like, McNasty? I said, they wanna shoot a video? He's like, yeah, they wanna shoot a video for that shit. I was like, for real? So we get down to the spot, Peanut Butter Wolf DJing. Shout out to Peanut Butter Wolf. He came real shy and was like, Kelly and shoot the McNasty Filth video. I was like, hell yeah. Dilla was like, fuck, man. Dilla was like this. He ain't like to be in videos. He ain't like to do none of that. He just liked to make music.
Yeah, he was that dude.
Every production that he did for any major artist, He always was invited to the video, but he never would go.
He never would go in. He was never for study. He was living on that man.
He wanted to stay at that NPC. Like, he would go on a date with my sister Jolette, this kid's mother, shout out Jolette, and he would rush his ass back to the crib to make a beat. He'd tell me, he'd drop me and Frank off at the crib, they'd go on a date with the wife, and he'd be like, yo, y'all niggas don't go nowhere, I'll be right back.
Right.
And I'll be gone all day. As soon as I make me a goddamn sound, blah, 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 I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? What the fuck you mean? Nigga, like, goddamn, shit. Put my clothes back on. Because me and Frank, we basically stayed with Dylan. The only time we basically would go home is he had a date with his mother.
Right.
Other than that, I'm in the basement on the couch, Frank on the middle floor on the couch, and he upstairs in his room. So we used to go to the strip club 7 days a week, Monday to Sunday.
7 days, you know?
No, no, this is some real shit. 7 days a week, Monday to Sunday, for 10 years straight.
Damn!
Monday to Sunday. I seen homies that I knew. I know a lot of OG niggas that sell drugs and do all types of shit. I seen niggas go to jail, get out of jail, and I'm still sitting in that same fucking seat. And when they come to the club, like, fuck, man, y'all niggas still here? What the fuck, man?
Whoa!
They had changed the whole strip club around. Shout out Chocolate City. Shout out all my people. Shout out BB. Shout out Uncle Howard. Shout out the whole staff, everybody. They showed us nothing but love. But the homies, we going to jail, come back, the police is still sitting there. They had been and renovated the damn strip club. And got new seats and everything. And we still in the same seats in the corner. And it'll fuck niggas up. It'll fuck niggas up. We used to bring Common, Black Dog, Questlove. We used to bring it up. If anybody came in Detroit to fuck with Dylan, we taking their ass to the strip club.
Man!
I remember one night was me, Dylan, Frank, Common, and Black Thought. We had the truck surrounded, and Black Thought was just spitting shit. Niggas like, what the fuck? Hey, man, this nigga D and Dylan them got motherfucking Black Thought coming up in this motherfucker. This nigga killing this bitch outside, ramming like a motherfucker. We in the club, I see the homies hitting the door, looking around, like, where they at? Where they at? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, man, we're coming in Black Thought at? Just blown away, you know what I mean? So, that's like just like one slice though. Got more to go.
Can you imagine that would be gold. Yeah. I mean, the moving chairs, the moving the poles around, even the females got moved around. This one place like so, put up like this.
We're not moving. When you in an environment like that, you find a comfortable spot. You ain't moving.
No, hell no.
You ain't moving. Ain't nothing changing. You're going to enjoy that shit for the rest of the duration. No matter how many years it is, you're going to enjoy that.
Wait. Seven days, you know. I'm there thinking, oh, it's just a one-time thing. If someone's about to get married, the strip club is like your last line of defense. If you can get past, if this is your final test, if you can get past this, you can go down the aisle. You know what I mean? That's how I thought for.
Simple test. Well, with Dylan, it's... Chocolate City not open for this day. He pissed. Because all the other clubs was dope and cool, but with Uncle Howe at Chocolate City and BB and all of them, BB used to cook the food and shit. He got a restaurant called BB's Ridiculous Food on the east side of Detroit. He used to cook the most craziest wings and fries. I tell y'all, fuck that shit up.
I'm
gonna put it in,
you know.
Crazy. So it was more of a comfort. So
it came down
to the point. Yeah, we got the women is in there doing what they doing, but it's more like Dilla's office now. So you handle all the business at the strip club. Talib will tell you, before you go fuck with Dilla, you gotta go fuck with Frankie Bank before you get to Dilla.
Yeah.
Dylan tell you straight, like, listen, go hang out with Frankie Dang. We get together tomorrow, then we then we get to the work. Eric Benet came down one time. We in the studio. Eric Benet got his feet out, got no shoes on, walking around the studio, got his feet on the board, just singing, Dilla making beats like a slave. Just, he's like, fuck, man, I ain't gonna keep making beats, and this nigga not gonna sing on nothing yet. So he's like, dang, take this nigga out tonight. I said, okay, I'm gonna take him out.
Yo!
So I took him to this club called St. Andrews. St. Andrews is the club Eminem shot the movie in. And they was having a rap
right.
Eminem, shout out Eminem, bless up Eminem.
Eminem, yeah, I got something to ask you about him later on.
He owns the shelter. You know what I mean? He owns the shelter now. He bought it. So, we used to go down to the shelter. Big shout out to my brother Hex, my guy Mike. They used to run the shelter. Hex used to run the security, and Mike used to run the club. So they give us all access to the club and everything. So we down there partying, and Eric Benet called me. He's like, "Yo, pick me up from the hotel, man. I want to come to the club tonight." I said, "Okay." So I sent my cousin Rod. Shout out my cousin Rod. Pull up. Go pick him up. So he come in with this big, he had this big ass scarf on and shit. You know what I mean? So we couldn't, you know, nobody would see who the fuck he was. So when he got on the stage, he took the scarf off. Everybody like, yo, what the fuck is Eric Benet? So this is the time when he was going with Halle Berry and shit.
Yeah. Oh, so I understand now where the temptation comes from.
So he took the scarf off. Everybody in the crowd like, oh my God, it's Eric Benet. What the fuck? So my guy, Don Q, shout out DJ Don Q. He was DJing, and he was using vinyl at this time. The record went all the way to the end, because he's over there taking pictures with Cuzzo, taking pictures and talking to Eric Benet and shit.
Right, right.
We live on the radio.
Yeah.
So the radio went all the way to the end and got to skipping again. Oh, he's like, oh shit, let me get back to the table. Turntables. The next day, went back to the studio. That nigga Eric Benet sung a classic. Dilla was like, yo, man, what the fuck y'all take that nigga to?
But it was his idea. He's someone who told you to take him out.
So for that, you know, Dilla treated us to a night out. They got the work done. Eric Benet got a couple records, and business went good, and Dilla celebrated with us at his house, you know, Chocolate City. Got it all, ate good, drunk good, dances, and we enjoyed.
See now, Big O, I'm starting to figure out, this fight might be where the 1-1-2 tune came about because of all of this.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those records, they're real.
Yes, I can believe it. They're really real.
And
of course.
Dilla put a lot of his life in a lot of those records.
One Won't Do is one of my favorite tunes of all time. You know how many times I got brought back at St. John's Cafe last night?
Oh, yeah, they played that
like
over and over from the beginning all the way leading up to the end. They was playing the hell out that record. I was glad, too.
Yeah. I was happy every time.
One thing I can say about Dilla Change My Life this year is We did our podcast, and we dropped our top five favorite Dilla records.
Yes.
Every last one of my favorites got played that night. That shit never happens. I've been going to Dilla Changed My Life ever since, I want to say, 2017.
For real?
Bro, wow. I never heard anybody out here play The Apartment.
Wow.
Oh.
Only this year they played The Apartment, and I was hyped off that shit.
2017.
I got something for you. That's even like to do McNasty Phil. The last time we did it with Spin Doctor, they brought that bitch back three times, and the people damn near wanted to tear the motherfucking club. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then
last night, same shit. Let's run this back.
Run it back, yes.
I'm just about to go on my verse. Spender brought that bitch back. I said, it's about to be one of these nights. Okay.
It had to be.
One night in 2020 where they kept bringing it back over and over. Yeah, I was out there.
Yeah, you were there.
That's when we first...
Oh, so that's before the pandemic hit.
Yeah,
then.
Before the pandemic.
before the pandemic.
Oh, God, it's the same
special,
time.
That was a special one. Because,
yeah, that was,
I mean,
yeah.
They, y'all was out there when they played Love.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And how they set Love up, and you and Frank, y'all was out there, and yeah. Trini Gladiator was out there, and how y'all set the mood for that. That shit was beautiful.
He's a super host, man.
Yeah.
He was really fun.
Like, he's a, shout out to Cuzzo, man. Like, he can really go off, man. I love his skills. I love his crap. He a good host, man.
Yeah.
He's really a good host. Real.
Yeah, he can't
he's
get
good
better.
People as well. Like he hosts a whole bunch of parties around the city.
Oh, for real?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He always hit me up and asked me to, you know, to show up at you know, some of the places. Some of them I can, some of them I can't.
Okay. You know, okay.
He's just the overall great person.
I wonder what the future is going to hold now. Now that we've had the 50th birthday show, and you know, Spin Doctor said that's it.
I want to say, because I spoke to him yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I spoke to Trini yesterday,
yeah.
And he was asking me on the 15th of March, was I going to show up? So he's going to be at the Lords of the Underground at Farside Joint.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
MCing. And he also said, yo, we got a special after party. So what's the after party? He said, it's called Dilla Days. So, after the show, going to be a whole dedication to Dilla, because Farside, they work with Farside.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
they're
going to extend it after the actual show.
Oh, snap! I'm going to be at that show, too!
Yeah, so we both going
to
be there.
I'm going to have to pull up.
He was telling me, he was like, yo, you know, you and the homies, it's free, just show up after party.
Bigo, don't do this to me, man. Don't
you know,
do this.
Like, they talk to me, too. So, on the 15th, Dilla Days.
Yeah.
So, Dilla Days is the after party. And he was saying that if we can, if we want to show up for it, by all means, you know, show up. So, I'm like, shit, anything.
We there? I mean, I'm there already. You know what I mean? But like, don't. See, I've been telling Bigo this, you know, because Bigo's my good friend,
right?
And you know what I mean? It's like my birthday was last month, right?
Happy
January.
Fucking birthday, fam.
Thank you, sir.
Fucking birthday. You looking good for 21, nigga.
Oh, you looking good for 21.
Good for 21, nigga. Shit.
21. I don't embrace 21 anymore. I embrace 44.
Oh, I'm putting you at 21.
Oh, I'm 21 now.
Good, nigga. Good. I'm going to smoke a jack for that.
Oh, man, that is best right there. I mean, well, so what I was getting at was, I spent birthday season out here in, you know what I mean, out here in London, because I'm not originally from around here.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Midlands. I'm from Wolverhampton, Birmingham.
Oh, nice.
Right.
You got to get out there, man.
Yeah.
Get out there, man. I heard it's a lot of love out there, man.
It's all going to go off in March around the same time, because the same man's Lords of the Underground and Ant Life Junkies and Tasha Alcoholics, they're going to be out there too.
Oh,
you know? Yeah,
oh,
man. Cheap plug, but it's not, because my people in Wolverhampton got to pay those bills to go and put up and support, man. I won't be there, unfortunately. You know why? Because I'm going to be at the London show.
Down here with us.
I'm going to be down here, man. So, rewind back to my birthday. You know what I mean? I spent it down here because Jerry the Damager was out here.
Oh, nice.
So Jerry the Damager
got a joint with Jerry the Damager. Jerry the Damager's on extended play.
Jeez.
Let me give you a little slight thing with that. Jerry the Damager is one of my favorite artists from back in the day. He's dead for all his shit. Came in Toronto. Paid him for a feature. This is his exact words. He said he got to do his homework. See who the fuck we was. He was like, man, I had to do my motherfucking homework on you niggas. Man, y'all my guys, man. Let's get this shit done. Came and tore that motherfucker up.
Damn.
Tore it up. That's what I'm saying.
So now Big O was like, oh, this is happening the day after, so I only planned to spend my birthday out here for like a couple of days. I ended up spending my birthday out here for about a week.
Yeah, the whole week.
And I kept telling you, don't do this to me, man.
This man, I gotta give it to him, because it was my second show for this event called Audio Arcade.
Yes.
So he came down for his birthday for Jeru the Damager.
Mm. Yeah.
He did me the favor to come out and watch me perform
at
the Audio Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting invited again on Monday at Frequent.
Yeah.
Stuck around for that one.
Wow.
Yeah, he stuck around for both of my performances. So,
Man.
To just extend his stay as much as he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like you just done that to me again right now, you know what I mean? I'm supposed to be on the train heading back right now, but...
Oh, for real?
I told the train, nah, you can go on. Oh, no.
You can go ahead.
You can extend it again on the 15th of March because the information that I ended up getting at 1 o'clock in the morning. So when he told me about that, it was 1 in the morning.
But don't forget that, but I ain't going to worry about that. You know what I mean? Because this is going to go back to the Detroit hip-hop roots. You know what I mean? Because don't forget, after the Lords of Underground Far Side show and the after party and all that, I'm sticking around because Black Milk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big ups to Black Milk.
Shout out my brother Black Milk.
Black Milk, man. Black, you know what I mean? He's a guy I really want to get on my platform because Dan... He's the guy I named my show after.
Wow.
The show's called Repping for You.
Wow.
And it all started with him. So, it's like, that must be done, man. You know what I mean? It's got to be done.
Black is a good guy, man. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Hit him up. For sure he do the sit down with you. For sure. Make sure you hit him. I'm going to hit him for you. So, yo, I'll have my guy be in time. I'm going to do an interview with you. I'm going to make it too and hit him. Make sure you hit him. I'm gonna come right back here. I'm coming down.
Yes.
I'm gonna do an interview with you.
Be there. Yeah, man.
For sure.
24 March, Black Milk is here in London.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I will be here to live that dream and say...
I was actually trying to get me and Frank on that tour, but their budget was already done.
Yeah.
So my booking agent told me, don't worry about it. We'll catch Black on another one.
Let me
throw Black in.
It's
something that we got cooking up. We got something coming for y'all, something special. All
right.
Something special. We bringing a whole family. I'm going to tell you, I'm bringing a whole family. Frank and Dank, Illa J, Slum Village, Black Milk.
Yes, that must continue. I did hear rumblings about Illa J coming back, like, saying May.
Yeah, he come back in May. Yes, he come back in May.
Yeah.
We're probably trying to set this tour up. We're trying to put together. We're going to start working on it when we get back to Canada next week. Work on that shit. Probably trying to get that up. No later than July. Try to get it up going for June and shit. So, look for something.
Lord.
June will be perfect.
Detroit invasion. Detroit invasion.
Detroit can invade London all they want, man. Please. You know what I mean? Just keep invading until keep invading until there's nothing left of London. You know what I mean? And Wolverhampton, Birmingham, pay attention.
Pay attention, it's going down.
Yeah, man.
You heard it first from the homie, man. He told y'all, pay attention.
Pay attention.
We're coming.
Yep, you know what I mean?
I just thought about it, like, if that's where actually go down in June, man, Detroit is going to be heavy in London because Jay's going to be here in May. Brown going to be here in May.
Oh, shit. Shout out Daddy Brown.
Yeah.
Bless up.
And if that tour kick off in June, oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
I'm all over. Don't get all my money.
Take my money.
The money's no good. You're on guest list, man.
All right.
You know what I mean? If you do come back, that brings me to my next question, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my longtime brethren, man, because me and him, we grew up from down here, so, you know what I mean? Me and Mr. Keys, man.
Oh,
the Groove Resurrector.
Brother. Shout out my brother, Mr. Keys. So don't chop your fucking head off because you chop you and put you in the headlock and twist your whole fucking body up. Real shit, nigga.
Yeah, man. That's
my guy.
That, you know what I mean? That's my dude. He was meant to come out with us, you know what I mean? Celebrate Jay Dilla 50, but, you know, such is life. You get me? But,
brother passed away, so, you know what I mean, big blessings to bro.
Yeah, man.
Family and shit, you know what I mean, y'all keep it easy, y'all keep raising it up.
That's my fam right there, especially his bro, me and him, you know what I mean, I knew his bro before I knew met Mr. Keys, what I mean, we're family like that. So now, you know, you and Mr. Keys, how did that
all come together, because I find that fascinating, man. I'm waiting for something to cook with you two.
Me and Mr. Keys, we fuck with each other on the ground. He support me, I support him. Still waiting on that pack of beats, nigga.
I can see Keys getting to work right now, you know.
He a dope producer too.
Yes.
He's very modest, very humble.
Yes.
He in the martial arts and
yes.
Muay Thai and all that.
Yeah, man.
So I salute him when he's going out to his competitions and fucking niggas up. And,
yeah, man.
Know,
yeah, that,
you know.
He sweeped me when he twists up, man. You know what I mean?
The jiu-jitsu guy. Him and Illa will have a really good conversation because Illa do jiu-jitsu and karate and all that shit on the low. Illa J almost black belt.
Snap!
On the low.
I know kung fu.
I got a little. You know what I mean? I ain't done it in a while since I was young and shit, though. But.
I wish I could say the same.
I used to do kickboxing. I do regret giving it up, but
yeah.
I might still have it here and there. You know what I mean?
It's good protection mode and it's good exercise.
Definitely.
With the kickboxing, it's really good for stretching all your limbs and your body and shit.
Mm.
That's kickboxing. Honestly, I was thinking about jumping into that soon.
Never too late to you.
Never too late. Never too late, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? You know, but all of now, you know, Mr. Keys is like, yo, I'm doing new classes, come on through,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you do the classes in Birmingham?
That's what they be on, man.
I seen him in his little son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Shout out my guy, man.
But, yeah, man. I call him Ted Wonder. That's what I call his son. Seriously, you know what I mean? Because man doesn't know, man. Man plays football. He does martial arts. And man makes beats when he's ready.
Yeah.
I think he's only hit 13 the other day. I think he's around that age. I'm sure he's around them ages. Yeah, man. Mr. Keys is teaching him well.
Yes, I see that. Big shout out to Mr. Keys, his son, and the family, man.
Big love. Yeah,
big
man.
Love.
Salute every time, man. Salute every time. So, yeah, man. Detroit always got it going on, man. So I want to ask you this, Dank. This whole thing, because I've heard you quote M as the GOAT.
Yes.
Right? Somebody else don't seem to think so. You know what I mean? Mr. Zeno. Right?
Oh.
Man gonna... I know. This record, Black Elvis or something like that. I mean, I can't remember.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Man does that right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because...
Rap Elvis?
I think, right. People are like, yeah, he got him, but someone must have write it for him. Who writes it for him? What's your thoughts on this, man?
My thoughts on the whole thing, relax on my brother M. That's going off across the whole America. Relax on my brother M. So much for Detroit.
Serious?
Niggas don't even understand. If it wasn't for Eminem, we would have never had no light on motherfucking Detroit. Never. We got Dilla. We got Proof. We got Eminem. We got Royce the 5'9".
Yeah.
The super OGs of the situation, because it was at a time where them niggas was the only ones that had deals.
Yeah.
In Detroit. Besides Slum Village. And I put Slum Village with Dilla.
Right. Yeah.
The people that Eminem helped, you're not going to see them all the time. You're not going to see his contribution of what he did to put on for the city all the time.
Your L's eyes, man. Your Apollo Browns.
Obi Trice,
real name, no gimmick.
Trick. I can go on and on. He's part of the crew. He put my brother them on. You know what I mean? He put them niggas. And he take care of his people. Now, the state of hip-hop, like I said before, they can't even understand what the man have done for Detroit.
Mm.
If it wasn't for him,
Y'all wouldn't even be thinking about Dr. Dre. Y'all wouldn't even be thinking about 50 Cent. Y'all wouldn't even be thinking about G-Unit. Y'all wouldn't be thinking about Stat Quo. Y'all won't be thinking about goddamn ORTs, Joe Budden. Y'all wouldn't think about
Florida House Mafia. Yeah.
Like, Eminem done a lot of great things.
Well, more recently, the Griselda man them as well.
I'm not even getting to that part yet. That's a whole nother ball of fucking things. To get some opportunities for some super dope artists from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
Not New York City, Buffalo, New York. And them brothers are super talented. You know, we always been on some grimy type shit.
Yeah.
They came off on a new wave of grimy shit. So with that shit, I think personally that Benzino, I got respect for Benzino. Benzino was an OG. He did a lot for the culture and everything. We can't stand.
I bought his magazines. I did.
I'm the type of guy. I don't knock niggas for their contribution and what they have done for this hip hop culture for everybody.
Right.
His contribution is 100. But when it comes down to this rapping shit, sorry, Benzino, you ain't need to do that. You had your spat with Eminem years and years ago.
Yeah.
Y'all squashed and moved away. Don't do that shit for clout, man. Don't do that to try to get relevant to what's going on right now. You got a beautiful daughter that's doing her thing. Jump behind and support her. Put all those marketing ideas that you have done for years, put it into your daughter, man.
I couldn't agree more, man.
You're an OG. Yeah. You're an OG, a real OG. You know better than trying to go against someone who has done the same thing you have done.
Mm.
Push the culture ahead. It's 2024, man.
Yeah.
Grown. His brother is older now. Everybody that he worked with and helped, they in good positions. Now, he can't control what you do with your money.
Mm.
Whatever you do with your money is what you do with your money.
Right.
I can put you in a position for you to succeed, stabilize yourself. Everybody talk about bag. It ain't a bag, it's to stabilize yourself.
Yeah.
To have you a better living family, your closest friends, to move along. He done that, man. He made $1 billion. He got damn near $500,000. He got $500,000. Eminem might have $1 billion. Nobody don't fucking know. But you gotta respect the guy. You gotta respect him for all his love and all his blessings and everything he done and shit.
Yeah,
my nigga Proof was alive. Dylan Proof.
They had
a company together. Dilla had Frank and Dank, Fat Cat, and QD. Poof had Fivella and Eminem.
Right.
So we go to the studios a couple of times with each other, fuck around. We do showcases and shit. And the next thing you know, Eminem went with Dr. Dre. We all was at St. Andrews. Came behind from behind the curtain. Hi, my name is...
Hi.
Everybody like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? Couldn't believe it. So I give nothing but love and respect for Eminem for everything he have done.
True,
not just for himself, for the people that's been around with him, been down, that have stayed loyal with him,
yeah.
And held down and had his back. Because loyalty is a lost thing now. People don't know how to be loyal no more.
Yeah.
The good and the bad. Got to stay loyal. Eminem been sober for fucking years from drinking and everything and use drugs and shit. He a role model now, man. He got his daughter and shit. Is grown now, doing her thing.
For real,
engaged,
man.
Engaged, about to be married and shit.
Oh,
man.
For real?
Yeah, man. That's big shit.
Come on, Ailey.
That's big grown man shit. So I just think Benzino and other artists, a lot of artists coming after Eminem. Oh, Eminem ain't did nothing for the city. He ain't done nothing, blah, blah, blah. Man, shut the fuck up. Relax yourself. Instead of worrying about what Eminem is doing for the city,
You do something for the city.
Mm.
You do something
call
for the city.
Things, man.
You
call the things, man.
You take yourself around the goddamn world and bring the culture together. I ain't talking about for city to city. I'm talking about international, known, and respected.
Force me.
You know what I mean? So, you know, Eminem is the GOAT. Gonna always be the GOAT. His contribution for Detroit and the world is 1,000%, man. Get nothing but love and respect from me and shit.
I'm glad.
And I don't. And Eminem is not my close guy like Dylan shit.
Yeah, but I got love
and respect.
Yeah.
For everything he did for the niggas that I know that fuck with him.
Yeah, you know I feel the same way. You know what I mean? I'm a Dylan guy. I'm a Wu-Tang slash Dylan guy slash Ninth Wonder guy. You know what I mean? Anything from Jamila, I'm all over it. You know what I mean?
Big shout out to the OG Trick Trick. You know what I mean? That's Eminem's man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trick Trick is the OG. He's the motherfucking mayor of fucking Detroit. You know, and they don't want the OG to put his foot on his neck. Because he's taking niggas' chains, taking niggas' clothes off of him. Get down, nigga. No fly zone,
no
nigga.
Fly. I was just about to say that. No fly zone.
It's real. It's real. That's one individual of Detroit. You don't play about Detroit.
They got that OG to check into.
Mm-hmm.
Troy got it with Trick Trick.
Mm-hmm. And it ain't so much Trick Trick having niggas check in. It's just the respect. Come to the motherfucker, link up with somebody that's trying. Give somebody opportunity. Even if you may not give them a deal, you might hook them up. At least sit down and kick them. Gonna get something from it.
Serious?
Something.
I've heard
something out of it.
You know, I've heard Redman go on interviews and say, "Yo, he'd be on the phone to him and talk for 3-4 hours straight." And Redman's one of the most respected.
I got something for you. Redman came down with Proof and my boy Mark Hicks. They brought Dilla to Redman to Dilla house. Me, Frank, and Dilla was just playing some records, DJing and shit, shooting some pool.
Right.
Doorbell ring. Yo, the door right quick, bang. Go to the door. It's Proof, Mark Hicks, and Redman. Redman didn't even look like Redman. I'm like, something off about Redman. The same fucking Redman. Proof and Mark Hicks, they didn't smoke weed. Me, Frank, Dilla, we smoking like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I just pulled our tray, nigga, you want to smoke? You like, hell yeah! Watch this. Redman rolled the blunt. Frank could tell you the same shit. He rolled the blunt up, smoked that bitch. Then it was Redman.
Then it was.
Damn, just Redman right now.
Oh,
Redman canceled his flight. Asked Mark Hicks and Proof, please stay over there with us. Asked, he said, man, you mind if I just chill with y'all niggas? He's like, yeah, man, you can chill. He's like, damn, for real? We like, hell yeah, nigga, for real. Hell yeah, chill with us then, nigga. Chill, roll the smoke. Redman just kept DJing. He was playing one of Fat Cat. Shout out my brother Fat Cat.
Yeah.
Playing one of Fat Cat's song, Nobody Care About Us. He kept spinning it. It's funny you say he kept spinning it, scratching it, and rapping at the same time. He loved it, that motherfucking track.
Sure.
And kept telling him, the track is already going as fast. He was like, man, I want to ram up this track. And we just laughing and shit. We like, Redman blows now. He blows. He had it. So let me roll up another one, man. Fuck this shit. Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Going back and forth. I didn't know Redman could DJ like that and shit.
Yeah.
Crazy. Classic.
Man.
I got stories for you.
You got stories, man. We could run a part two, man. The bad thing about this, I only got like a 2-hour show, man.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And I got a showcase, man. Now, Frank and Dank, Dankery Half, take a bow, salute.
Salute,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Salute,
I'm looking forward to more music coming from you.
Appreciate
hopefully
that,
from
man.
Mr. Keys as well. Four from you. Because you're deaf on fire anyway.
Oh,
you're deaf on fire.
He's always on fire.
Look, see the album there? What a thing called? V-Troyce. Go and cop that now. Alright. You know what I mean?
Where my boy Caps fan. Verona, Detroit, Verona to the D. Hey, man. Crystal. We got Free Gang coming. I got some new joints coming out. This is a whole bunch of fucking music. You know, I was trying to put it out all at the end of the 2024, but I held some back so I could have a lot more releases for 2024. So it's maybe like I got 5 albums in the tank that's just being set up for release.
Yes.
Do Frank and Dane coming.
Done, niggas. Done. Yes.
Done.
Yes.
Record is already done.
You know what I mean? You know what that is? You know, he's a shh, but I'm making holy pun noise. It's like, oh, it coming like little brother. You know what I mean? Because little brother, they both made the Lord watch. It came out of, in my eyes, it came out of nowhere. And it was like, woo, this Tommy did it.
It's going to come out of nowhere. Shout out my sister Harley Blue. She on the new Frank and Dank record doing some crazy shit. Shout out my brother Illy J. He on the record doing some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Brother Nick. My son, my nephew Hosby, Frank's son, my son. It's a dope ass album, man. It really is a super dope ass Frank Dank album. It's gonna come out sooner than y'all think. It's gonna hit y'all that storm like, what the fuck?
I have one last question before we close this
go
out.
For it.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I've heard my dude Buster say, right, that Dilla, he had certain artists as like a vessel. Is Frank and Dank one of those artists? By that I mean, are there beats that you've got of Dilla's that they're not come out yet, and when the right time come, they could be released?
Well, it's like this. We have the original, but I'll tell you before, we got the original Frank and Dank 48 Hours.
Yeah.
That's just been tucked away. A couple of hands on it. So
yeah.
Y'all ain't heard it yet.
Right.
A couple of hands on it.
Yeah.
We twisting and breaking some arms to get the hands off of it so we can give them that exclusive thing. But it's tons of Dilla beats. You know, it's tons of Dilla beats that the elite ain't even got a chance to fuck with.
Oh, snap.
And my little son, Jermaine, he just put down the play for the family off the Dilla beats with my brother Drake. So y'all get ready for that.
Lord have mercy. Y'all...
Shout out my brother Drake, shout out 40.
Don't tell nobody,
you know what I mean? Shout out Drake, shout out 40, the whole OVO crew. You know what I mean? They're my people too and shit.
Yoni.
My brother Matt, P. Rain.
You only hear this on Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show.
You know what I mean?
You ain't gonna hear it nowhere else.
No, you ain't gonna hear this shit nowhere else. Nowhere else. So we got that cooking up. I wanna say this one thing, but.
Baby,
shut up. I'm gonna say it.
Oh, he's gonna say it. Oh, snap. Let me put this down, y'all. Let me put this down, y'all. Don't tell nobody, no.
Tell nobody, no.
You know what I mean?
I'm dropping some super exclusive shit, you know what I mean, that's in the vault, and I, you know.
That has not been done. Yeah, you got
Eminem and Drake. That hasn't been done.
It's not been done.
Did I tell you a story about with Drake with that? Drake and 40, they got the, they put in the bid to get some Dilla. But this is when they wasn't really strong like they is strong now. So they got outbid it. They good now. This one he was working with Trey Songz in the beginning days.
Yeah.
It was hard to obtain the Dilla beat. One, because it's kind of pricey. Two, the estate type of things like that. But now, it's all it came to a head. It's a little bit more relaxed. Things are making billions of dollars now.
Right.
Hey, doable now. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Watch this. You can't get outbidded when you're a billionaire.
No. No. When you're a billionaire, that's it. My friend, that is it.
So, you know, look out for a lot of new things for 2024. Dilla Nang is doing a lot of shit. So, did the collab with Detroit Pistons. So, get some Pistons gear with Dilla. Shout out my nieces and shit. They doing their thing. Shout out the mothers. Joylette and Monica, they doing their thing. Big shout out to my dude, Uncle Tony. The whole Yancey family.
Everybody
just moving, man. You know.
My dude's
got some new shit coming for y'all with some shit, so a lot of different things. They got the new toy coming too. Big shout out to my people. Got a new Dilla Man ready. A little.
Is it like a Funko Pop or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm over that because all I do is collect.
Oh yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, get that one.
Hey yo, shout out the man called Tony Smith. I see you.
What's up,
Arthur? I mean, word up, man. You know what? I'm gonna say this here and now. I mean, originally, imagine how this show originally was going to go out. You know what I mean? Not even I saw this coming. So here's what I want to do for you. Usually on Rep A Few Hip Hop Show, and this is for everyone on World One Radio, BDSI on Network, and all of that, right? Not on YouTube, because, you know, different matter, right? I don't want to get in trouble, right? Usually I ask my guests what tune I want played, because I say two or three tunes I want played showcased on their show, right? But because this is a special moment, because we're celebrating 50 years of Dilla, and because we're celebrating 10 years of your marriage as well,
thank you.
And we're celebrating your releases as well, come on now.
Yes.
Come on now. Here's what I'm going to do. Some new stuff from here, from this new album, some classic stuff. The rest of the show, I'm dedicating the whole of it to Frank and Dan. That's how we're going, man. The rest of the show. Of course, that's what I said. You know what I mean?
One of my favorites for me and Big O, Blessing. The original or the remix? You know the remix. We had to go through quite a few. But the original is on the album.
Oh.
And then there's a remix that's standalone.
Yeah, because, you know, shout out to my sister.
Laura Nine,
you know what I mean? Super dope, talented artist. My sister's going hard. She was dealing with her label.
Yeah.
And it got kind of sticky. So me and O had to flip it up, do some things to keep our process, what we had did, going.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't just...
Right. Yeah.
What we had created, because it was a smash. My wife even told me, said, yo, you should get Lord Nine to sing on the track. I said, okay, let me hit Big O. I said, Big O, you should get Lord Nine. Like, yeah, man, let's fuck that. Let's do that. That sound dope, bro. Let's do that. And sent to the track, she killed that motherfucker.
She did.
She killed that motherfucker, man. That's like one of my... I love the whole album me and Big O did. It's just one of my favorite albums.
It's a special one because I remember you showed me when Easy Mo B congratulated you.
Yes. Shout out to OG Easy Mo B.
Because of
the
production.
Stacey.
And that stuck with me and motivated me all the way up until now.
Oh, that's crazy. Shout out Easy Mo B, man.
When you showed me that and he gave that blessing, that stamp of approval, like, yeah, now I really know I'm doing something right with this music shit.
I just met Easy Mo B. Shout out my sister Stacey. That's her guy, you know, soon to be married, you know what I mean? But he's a super OG. He worked with the greatest. And he embraced me on some other type shit. Give me different pointers and chop it up with me and this is that and other. And I don't take that shit lightly because... He didn't have to do none of that shit. He told me Big O shit. He was like, yo, man, this shit is slapping, man. Y'all keep going. I said, fuck, I gotta show this to Big O. Look at this shit, nigga.
Man, when I saw that, I was going crazy at the house. this is Temptation. Easy Mo B. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's that classic Biggie. That's that classic Craig Mack. That's like...
Exactly. Man, like, you know, just... Because I grew up on that, and, you know, I'm
still
working
on the SP.
That's the crazy thing. Not a lot of producers who can still do that and still come out with something as fresh as that. So I'm always have a hell of a lot of respect for Easy Mo B. You showed me that for the work that we did.
Yeah.
That set with me for years.
Wow, that's crazy.
That motivated me.
Shout out Easy Mo B.
Shout out to Easy Mo B.
That's
the
OG. You're
the
truth, man.
Yeah.
Gotta have that dinner when I come out to Cali, man. Gotta have that dinner.
Yeah.
That motivated me to want to do another follow-up project. Eventually, time aligns right.
Mm-hmm.
Me and this man doing the part two.
Yeah.
Must be done. Must be done. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. You just heard a classic.
I told you he was getting the cash.
You told the truth, man. You told the truth. You know what I mean? Now the rest of the show dedicated to you and Bruno, man. And you be going as well, man.
Salute.
I bet you.
Me and you, we belong together live. Me and Dang doing songs together, right? So where you at? You straight vacationing. Wasting time tuning in local station and thought I was playing. Said the situation wasn't serious enough for you. But ooh, child, it's serious now. I'm a serious nigga doing some serious things. And reaping the serious benefits it brings. You should be reaping them too. I ain't even speaking to you. It's freaking me out just thinking about. I need to be sleeping with you. You stay hustling, struggling to get your swerve. Thinking up what nigga deserve. Is that what you want? Small time hustler. When the rent is due, a nigga gotta hustle up. Go on with your ass. I keep the perks and amenities for me. You want in, you pay penalties and fees. My legalese protected by desities. Freeze, if you ain't bringing it hot, I need it that way. If you can bring it, then stop. For real, baby, cause it's all progress. Diamonds are flawless and Prada dresses. Across water, other countries sipping purposes. And I bet this is the best that you ever did. You can't believe how shiny my necklace is. That would be sick for me and you to be. But back then your ass running on unity. Girl, love is a thing of the past. Things I wanna do to that ass. Sit down with it, girl.
My DJ got me all the way turned up.
Things I wanna do to that ass. Put cash in the stash, that cash so I can get that ass. Yeah, love is a thing of the past. Love is a thing of the past. Things I wanna do to that ass. Get down with it, girl. I know you won't do it.
Dang, ain't a usual man, but it seem like you got an unusual plan. Your body and holding my hand. Same breath asking can you borrow a grand. Recall last year when that wasn't a plan. Now you stand here calling me your man. I can't do much but I'ma do what I can. Bend your ass over, pass you up to my man. I'ma flash that grand while you watch my ice. You all turned on cause my chain's so nice. You could've had that twice but you was fucking around. The only thing I do is start digging you down. You only get sick when my click ain't around. When I'm with my guys, I ain't fucking around. You should've stayed down when I asked you to. When I see you, I'm gonna laugh at you. Love is the thing of the past, but your ass is back. I still wanna hit that girl.
Love is the thing of the past. Things I wanna do to that ass. You down with it, girl? I know you gon' do it. Come on. Love is the thing of the past. Things I wanna do to that ass. Put cash in the stash. Get that cash so I can get that ass. Love is the thing of the past. Love is the thing of the past. Things I wanna do to that ass.
Are you ready for something new and hot?
You already know what it do. Detroit City to Verona. Let's go.
Vogliamo il blues perché sai che non basta. Porta cara, coltello nel porto nel tempo. Ovunque vada, lo sai che non scordo il fratello. Gente di strada col sol, crudi ma eruditi. Udi on, dentro e fuori ne usciamo puliti. Gioco intenso, bad boys, 89 pistol. Suono grezzo in mezzo a fumo denso come a Kingston. Verso dell'Enni per distendere i nervi. Devo pensare a fare cash ed estirpare le serpi. Seven miles to survive, cap and jack and arm. Troppo hard, bless the reality stars.
Where them B-boys at? Where them B-boys? Where them B-boys at? Where them B-boys? 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 Where them B-boys?
Yeah.
Where them B-boys?
Right here.
Where them B-boys?
trying to get his shit. Bags everywhere, bags everywhere. Bags over Baghdad for cash to have to visit. Breaking it down, me and my team gon' live it. See the life we living, we been giving shit. Blessings for blessings, nah. Bless up my dog, bless up my boss, shit. We here to smash out, cash out on everything. Never taught me one thing to be the best. Be the best in the situation, be a mess. I don't give a fuck, commit yourself to the forfeit. I smash the shit, yo, count it up real quick. You see the dollars and cents is really dollars, though. This big cash is me, I mean wallet, bro. You know the team, team up, camp up, stamp up, get that ass up, get it up. Where them D-boys at? Where them D-boys? Real McCoy, real niggas, yo, life off in the building, off in the field, motherfucker, you know, dealing the deal, nigga. Shit, let's get it, yo, cop real, nigga.
Where them D-boys at? Where them D-boys? Where them D-boys at? Where them D-boys? 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 Where them D-boys?
Bless up to my people, Grandbody B, Oni D, yo, your boy Frank and Dank, Dilla for Life, at Reppin' for You Radio, y'all already know what time it is, let's go Detroit.
Wu-Tang style.
It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Dankery Hard. Let's go.
What I do?
Smoke some, drink some. Rims and Tims, nigga. Let's go.
Tank DJ.
Laying in bed, forgetting some head. Crossing the path, you bitch ass niggas be dead. Shit. Write the verdict, write the script off in this bitch. What the fuck, yep, 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 coming major equipped. Tapping the phone, I don't give a fuck. I'm off in the trap to get the cash right up. Anyway, which way you wait. You wanna do a dance romance and get your ass out of your fucking pants. It's that real shit, that rough shit, that block shit, that killer shit. Murder was the case, yep, if they gave me, give a fuck, nah, heaven, never, never, they slayed me. Off in the dish with you frauds. Bitch ass niggas claiming like you just a boss. Lost, off in the fields for them guns to bust. And lust more cash than niggas could ever touch. Nigga, move. Nigga, move. Nigga, move. Nigga, move. It's the loudest nigga in the room that's talking the trash. Fuck around me and my team, I have to bury his ass.
Fatality.
I don't give a fuck about you, you, you and your peeps. Give a fuck y'all niggas be dead off in the streets. Calm it down, fuck that before I react. Fuck around you and your bitch, hell yeah, you both will get slapped. I ain't for the dumbass shit, for the fake shit, for the bullshit nigga. Never dealing with it, with it, with it, with it, never, nah, 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 yes, yes, y'all. Fuck around, bring it back just for y'all. Turn the bass up, the effect up, nah, let me smash. Fuck you and your bitch, y'all can have the little bag. I'm off for the big bags, the big cash to get it like that. Give a fuck, add me up, nigga, you can't count it like that. Real shit over here, me and my wife do it real big. Motherfucker, what, yup, yup, where we live. My kids are solid, my family is true. Fuck you, yup, and fuck you too.
No, yeah. No, just look, clap.
Hola.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady D. I'm just stopping in to give a shout-out to one of my favorite spots in the UK. That's right, that's Reppin' for You Hip-Hop with my boy, Grant Big Body P, and that beautiful queen, Ani D. So if y'all out there and you want to get heard across the globe, make sure you hit them up.
For the fly gun holder, money folder, Motorola, Star Attack, when it's time to call back. For the rough, rugged, and raw way, this nigga Jay, it's the game, but he don't play.
I work less than you, yes. That's true. Actually, I work like 10 times less than you. and I still make 10 times more than you. So I'll ask y'all, you want Seth Rollins money or Tribal Chief money?
Am I doing this?
For the fly gun holder, money folder, Motorola, Star Attack, when it's time to call back. For the rough, rugged, and raw way, this nigga Jay, it's a game, but he don't play. Hey. For all the chicks that got dead in the penthouse suite on top of my mom's crib. And it's nonsense you never get in. It's nonsense that you would think that you would ever get in. Hey. For the cutie crushing that we do, we keep them two. We got two for you. I knew what you would do with it again. Nasty, ain't it? Brand new shit with the blend. And I can't forget the fat booty ballaholic. For awesome amounts of dough, 1 ounce of grass, and a fat ass for show. Cause we know the cause neck injuries, misplaced your vertebrae about 7 degrees. For the kick ass rhymes that I wrote, karate chopping everybody in the place in the throat. When you bump this in your whip, cause you might bust your shit. Cause you know it's frank and dank. Take a sip of your drink. Everybody, there's money to make. We be the first ones out the gate. Cause you know we rockin' it. Cause dank is about to spit.
Ride the rhythm, who got your city on lock? I'ma give you the key. Follow the path, dog, take a ride with D. I'ma spit these bars most casually. Check me out, yo, I'm from the 313. Chillin' with the shotty, you catch two in your body. Yeah, it gets sicker than that. A contract on your cat, it gets slick like that. What's the deal with that? You ain't real with that. And if you try to pull a cat, you get blast like that. I'ma break it all down for the reason I spray. Yo, what's the reason to get money, son? And what's the reason to get blow, son? And what's the reason to fuck a hoe, done? I'm a thoroughbred, so I'ma do what I do.
Doing it too, brother, I'ma do it with you. I'ma grab these things and get the bustin' at those. Yo, it's kinda rude, mistrustin' these fools. Look at they eye, they lustin' to be bustin' they tools. I don't lose, leave snake niggas abused.
Tap off, fuckin' niggas that ain't bringin' the real. I'ma flip a few guns, let them see the shield. Ready to cop, cuss, yo, they ready to rip. The whole crew gets down, you ain't ready for this.
When you bump this and you ride, you can ride, get all the fine ladies inside. I say you're doing it, y'all. Come on, you're doing it, y'all. I say you're doing it, y'all. Come on, so you're doing it, y'all. When you bump this and you whip, cause you might bust your shit. Cause you know it's frank and dank. Take a sip of your drink. Everybody, there's money to make. You be the first ones out the gate. Cause you know we rockin' it. Frank and Tank rock the shit.
I want friends who, when something good happens to you, they're happy about that. They're not like all bitter and resentful underground, like saying horrible things behind your back and telling you how they did something that was better and trying to drag you down. It's like, that's not helpful. And then when something bad happens to you and you go to them and you say, look, this terrible thing happened to me, first of all, they don't try to top it with some like horrible thing that happened to them because they don't have the patience to listen. And second, they're not secretly gloating about the fact that catastrophe finally befell you. It's like they're actually hurt by it. And that chapter is an injunction. It's like, take a look at the people that are around you. And if they're not on the side of what's good for you, then walk away.
Who love you most? If you sit back, I bet you'd be surprised. The ones up in your corner always take the punches so you can stride. I've taken so much for granted, I'm just now collecting the pieces I put aside. Be careful of the company you keep, cause whether they here for the sunshine or rain, make sure they playing both sides. Coin toss, respect or loyalty, nowadays you can't get both, we all lost. Simple times is what I cherish, nowadays niggas acting tough, but they all soft. Watch my mama tug it out 10 times over, took them losses. 5 kids took on life, don't preach to me about no nickel bag losses. I raised a glass to the woman who ain't full when the game kept going and couldn't afford to be exhausted. Be exhausted, yeah.
Hey yo,
with love. Yes, we speaking real facts, this is all true. It's the Lord been right there, been right there for you. Through the thick and the thin, through the worst, through the curse, yeah, coming out soon. See the hurt, see the people out here, see the Lord got your back. You gotta understand who really got your back. It's not a friend, a foe, a family member, just a man up above that's really giving you that love. Shower down nothing but blessings. You know, shower down nothing but blessings. Each and every day when you caught off in a spot, when you asking for the love, the Lord got you right there on the dot. No trickery, no faking. Listen, my love, the Lord, don't be faking. It's real deceit, and it's real deceit. Wisdom and love, nah, hoping that you wanna be. Here it goes. We showing nothing but love. We showing nothing but love. We showing nothing but love. Showing nothing but love.
Hello, this is Apostle Glenda Phillips Lee. Happy New Year. Amen. From the International Baptist Church and the African American Clergy Leaders Association. I'm here with Grant, Body P, amen, and Oni D. We're taking hip-hop to a higher level. Amen. So mark your calendars, set your reminders, and spread the word. It's the Reppin' For You hip-hop show, where faith, rhythm, and laughs collide.
Wu-Tang Coalition.
Yeah,
yo.
What it do?
What it do?
It's all good.
Business as usual.
No side.
We're on it to Detroit City.
Detroit.
I don't think you motherfuckers know what this is.
Money, I know that.
It's that real shit.
Real.
Shit you've been waiting for.
You've been waiting for.
Let's go.
Don't play with me. Shit. Don't go straight with me. I done lost a lot of shit in my life and sacrificed more shit to get it right, nigga. Whoop the block, whoop the fucking clock. Get that cash, get that fucking guap. Who give a fuck who's at the top? I'm coming in, stabilizing my shit, you not. Ain't fuck around with a real nigga. Been in the shit, you know, for years, my nigga. Pumping and dumping, all they get the facts done. Fuck around, chillin' with them handguns. Off in the city, off in the mitten, shit. East side, west side, yeah, shit. Know what it is, know what it be. Building for a building and all to get them G's, nigga. You can ask my nigga Dilla Dog. Blessing his life and blessing his soul. He did something for me, you already know. It's been real shit, nigga, coming out of that stove. It's hot.
You know what it is, Sacramento vibe. You know what it is, Sacramento vibe. From city to city, you bet you die. No shit to bring up cops. We don't give a fuck, you know what it is, Sacramento vibe. We don't give a fuck. Fotte un cazzo di che hype in questo momento. La vibe non la fermi mai, puoi starne certo. Immortale tipo Highlander, si espande, indenne dalle propagande. Andale, che se la vita è troia tu scopala bene. Nessuna esitazione bro, devi farti valere. Ci vuole più solidità e credibilità. Sta gente qua si prenderebbe anche la dignità. Non credo a mezza parola di tutto ciò che dici. Troppe cicatrici, sacrifici, finti amici. Fuck that, let's get it fam. Get the pound, get the yen, get the dough, get the bands, my man. Per trash, dang, chimbo track. A clap back, per il check, dammi un triple jack. Wu-Tang on the track, right? VC to the V, going in worldwide. You know what it is, Sacramento vibe. You know what it is, Sacramento vibe. From city to city, you bet you die. No shit in freaking cap. We don't give a fuck. You know what it is, Sacramento vibe. You know what it is, Sacramento vibe. From city to city.
fuck. Back sulla traccia where the B-boys at. La tua faccia rappa boom come l'alcol test. Chiamami Zesh e tutti i bimbi figli di ste mode nuove. Li faccio a pezzi col mic, nuove rode. Crudo come Rick Grimes, sputo come T.I. Giù con il buta e poi andiamo su verso Cloud 9. Quindi nana no, non disturbarci. Beviamo rime per salvarci, fegati marci. Senti come suona, sembra 6XM. AVC, due parole, 15 bestemmie. Cecchino, ho il mondo nel mio mirino. Ti spro, altro che il padrino, bro, tu sei cucchino. Poi cinco la mia banda, Verona, Detroit. Rinchiusi negli scannatoi, brindiamo agli avvoltoi. Che così è come funziona, è così che va. Mr. Zampini, Capstan, Dan Korea.
You know what it is,
sai com'è che va.
You know what it is,
lo sai com'è che va.
From city to city,
città, città, non ce ne frega un cazzo.
We don't give a fuck, you know what it is.
Lo sai com'è che va.
You know what it is,
lo sai com'è che va.
From city to city,
città, città, non ce ne frega un cazzo.
We don't give a fuck.
Me rock is a god, anybody not giving a fuck for that Sonya boo.
Yo, this your boy Six Man. Yo, check it out, man. You now tuned in to Grant Body P on Wild One Radio, man. And yo, Grant, man, body these fools, man.
Yeah. Let's go. Alright.
Let's go.
Talk some pain for y'all.
Pull it. Come
on. Party with the eye. Chill with the eye. Fuck around, nigga, you get shot with the Glock. Oh, yeah, let's go. I catch a chick with the eye, running with the eye. Nigga, fuck around and get shot with the Glock. Oh, yeah, oh,
let's go.
I catch you chillin' with the eye, hangin' with the eye. Fuck around, nigga, you get shot with the Glock. Oh.
I'm the tribal chief around here. Yeah, you see me, the tribal chief. That's right.
Let's go. Talk some pain for y'all.
Get him.
You run with the eye, chill with the eye. Fuck around, nigga, you get shot with the Glock. Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Bomber job, damn you!
Yep, for a new day, running with the eye, running with the eye. 4-5 shots, yeah.
motherfuckers, you better pay your dues. Like, you run with the eye, you chillin' with the eye, you get shot with the clock.
Hold on. Alright, right about that's right there. Ready again.
You already know what time it is. Family shit. Dilla for life. Let's go, my cuzzo. Love.
Yeah.
Tell him.
It's authentic when I build a bomb. It heals my scars and helps me carry on within the storm. My final form is taking shape, peep the escalation. My motivation's from a culture that keeps creating. No relation to them haters found on all occasions. I do my thing and build constructively like honest masons. Shake the pavement, Dilla Day Yard, this shit's amazing. Standing ovation for that black man, that's no debate. We celebrate and let the verbal smoke. Taking arson, be the spark to make the party go. Yeah, I see it when the credits roll. The dice face show the digits that'll break the code. From dusk to dawn, I keep the vibe and organize the tribe. You feel the energy is constant when the mood is right. My appetite includes a full plate for all of y'all. From Detroit to Duval, moving like Mardi Gras. Up to par with any top shelf you living on. Any song, any verse, I keep the package raw. You know the drill, 5-star is my repertoire.
Come on.
You know it's cool over here, you know it's cool over here, you know it's cool over here.
Check the vibe, dawg.
You know it's cool over here, you know it's cool over here, you know it's cool over here.
Check the vibe, dawg.
Turn me up, turn me up, yeah, yeah. Now turn me up, yeah.
You know it's cool over here,
you know it's cool over here, you know it's cool over here, check the vibe.
Come on.
Who be a real, real one, throwing them blessings, throwing the love, showing that love, you know, bringing it from above, Dilla. My brother Dilla off in the field, and banging like that, you know how it feels. It feels good to show love and give back. It feels good to be a brother of Dilla in this land like that. Forever, forever, the blessings that he gave me, I give it to y'all for the blessings that he gave me. Out the mud, I'm showing the love. Boy, Dilla gave that love, that love. Boy, beat it down in a minute, making the beat. Spin some, dog, take me back to the motherfucker streets. Of the east side of the west side of the deep. I tell you some around the world, the love you gave me, my G. Can't stop it, we keep pushing. We keep pushing, we keep pushing, we keep pushing. Stand up for some good. Standing up for a brother that came from the hood. East side, west side of the deep. Representing my nigga Dilla Dog in the place to be.
Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
Yeah, we just getting started, y'all. Dirty Six is Ryan 3. It's the world famous Bruce to me, Scrap Dirty, Young RJ. Here we go.
Yeah.
Serving you up the beats. It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
It's like this, nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
Break
it down, it's I'm a Detroit nigga, but I'm West Coast riding. My nigga Bishop got me on the bitches like Poseidon. You niggas bout to buy it, and we linking it up. Got the midi and the 50 dog, we syncing it up. About to do it when we do it, we gon' do it insane. Like the chick that give me brain, have me switching both lanes. Playing fuck the police like I don't give a damn, hot. You need to fuck with Nitty, I'm the man, bruh. And I'm running with the next in the west. I mean the best in the west, I mean the best is up next, nigga. And your phony ass attempts is feeble. You niggas on some fall guys like Evil Knievel. And we the real G's, plus the spits is lethal. You corn niggas see through, I don't believe you. So let these real niggas handle B-I-N. This real talk, yes the T-I-S. And we gone. Yeah. It's going down real big right now, word up. West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, listen.
Go, 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 go!
Fuck you assholes, I create a weight class and tie up your cash flow like
the back of my durag. Jealous fucks that lack sense and break pads. They don't take me serious, I rip them off like price tags. Off of me, cheap thrills, I straight pass. Afford me, you can't pay your light bills or fucking gas. Worth more than Hamilton land. Red dot on your forehead like the flag of Japan.
Fatality.
Blast me forever, the box of acid tags. My confession of life, like the back of a taxi cab. Whatever the fuck they thought I had, got booked, post bail, and now they hot like back draft. Pass the Cisco, Magnum rap fans. I'll abuse you assholes like the city of San Fran. I'm so west coast like beach sand. The X Factor, fifth man. Fuck you niggas, sound scared.
Peace, y'all. It's the Kid Fast Sean, a.k.a. the capital F in full effect. You rockin' with my brother Grant Body P, and you're listening to All Hell the King right here live on Reppin' For You hip-hop show. Let's go!
I bet you'd forgotten me. Maybe thought I was dead. Well, do you recognize my technique? Fight elements!
Yeah, Frank is dank.
That told you if you faking you star. If you in the ball playing trucks and cars, you got a brand new groove. Guess what it's on? McNasty niggas, Jay Dilla and us. It's only 48 hours in McNasty trucks. That we pick it up and we break it down. Then we blaze the blunt and we shake it down. It's Frank and Tank, get the name right, nigga. I took target practice, got my aim right, nigga. And I'm beat on bang, sound real good, don't it? We Detroit players, how else do you want it? Move your body from east to west, from the north to south, you can take a breath. And just relax, let your conscience be free. Roll up, roll out with my man to me. It's Frank.
Hey, hey, hey. You can get it off your chest, no stress when you up in here. Say, if you got that funk, then put it in the atmosphere and say,
bounce, rock, roller skate, I'm a blaze, up with my dick in your mouth.
Fuck, 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 fuck,
play it with an attitude, to your blaze with me, let me see your ass or two, then we can open up, my nigga, your poppin' Chris, let's open up, so we can get McNass in here, all ladies, shake your ass in here, cause it's Frank and Dank, the hot shit, and the ladies love it when they ride in my cockpit, and it don't stop what outfit this is, McNasty niggas, who you think this is, so bounce, rock, roller skate, you can even go psycho, Norman Bates, just rock that chain with the ice, and then try to take a shower with the knife, psycho, like no, other motherfuckers that, we can party going like an all-night trucker, and we cross over like a baller at the Rutgers, got point game on all of you suckers like,
you can get it off your chest, no stress when you up in here, say, if you're going on some Remy or some Henny or some Belvedere, say, get it off your chest, no stress when you up in here, say, oh, if you got that funk, then put it in the atmosphere and say,
oh, hey, rock, get some guns, anybody not giving a fuck for no shooter, fool!
Jay Dilla, McNasty Records, on some major, yeah, just like that, bounce.
It's Frank Nitty in the place to be. With JD to the L I M L I B. So let me see you touch the sky.
What are you? big yacht, be the roar.
It's Frank Nitty in the place to be, with JD to the L-I-M-L-I-B. So let me see you touch the sky. Let me see you wear your hands up high.
Oh, Frank Dang Killer, chase the paper, blazing up in this bitch. We raise the stakes up a little bit and shut shit down. Tones could have told you the clone shit is over.
You need to put your hands up, that's what you need to do. Plus niggas got gang like the PS2. It's Zachary, off and hip-hop, set it. Things look charged and hip-hop, and let it go.
Back and forth like a big old ass. I'm a Mac, of course, that's a big old ass. Got me up in this motherfucker. I am in this motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, D-I-L-A, the man, the myth, the plan is to get to grand, to cause panic when I hit that. It's that body, body. They can think and they hot, but it's not.
It's that hard, looking for hoes. The ones that's working it hard, I'm looking for those. So they can't shake, they ask for us. I told y'all in big nasty trust
that we got bitches, weed and blood. Be going with the fall guys, yo, lead and stuff. Cause players is out here doing the thing. I told y'all what big nasty brings.
It's gangster, we y'all chase the thrill. I bet your ass that it's not the game. We real together with the filth, flum, flum, filth, pit. And I'm hard with the balls,
yeah,
I don't fit.
Yo, it's Frank and Dank, you know who it is. Rockin' over tracks with Dylan, my nigga Mad Lib. Cause we are in this motherfucker. We are in this motherfucker.
Drippin' away the pride, we get busy with the pad. Pan is mad, living days of a Frank and I'm at it again. And we got those chickens, plus the flow is sick. And known for the pimpin' hoes, blow the dick when I pop. Collars drop, dollars hot, hoppin' in and out of 2,000 plus caddies and blazing the ears. I'm begging that boom system, cheap, sparring feet, tall and deep, crawling weak. Ballin', told y'all before not to play. We out the gate, gettin' cake, the rocket chain. Making niggas bent, feet, dent, feet, take in the game like bent. See, nigga,
fight niggas, go straight to the back. Cause we all up in here, don't know how to react. When
we are in this motherfucker, we are in this motherfucker.
All ladies, go straight to the front. Cause we real playeristic, we know what you want. When
we are in this motherfucker, we are in this motherfucker.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
I know you gonna dig this.
Make them know.
Yeah, two of the mothers across the world. Yeah, come on. Yeah, woo.
Yeah. Yeah. First off, let me say it's with love I speak. It's my job to make them dance, so excuse the beat. See, it's all about you, I hope you hearing what I'm saying. There's only one woman that makes everything okay, and that's Miss Norma. At least that's what they call her since she start going to church. Don't smoke, don't curse, and she let me do my thing. Never press me to change, and even if I'm wrong, she blessed me the same, and that's love from the soul. Till I'm 80 years old, got a room at my mom's, some dough and a change of clothes. Cause that's what my heart is. I know I act retarded sometimes, so I had to put it down in the rhyme that I love you more than ever. I told you you're the one. You let me do this rap while you look after my son, so I can play late night with the microphone. When I hit the jackpot, ma, I'm bringing it home, so you can stomp in the church and give praise to God. And if your son's getting squiller from working hard, that's all. I hope you know I'm proud to be part of you, and I wanna make you proud of me. So come on, come on.
Something great to it. It make me work hard to get it. Whatever you got, I hold my
my daughter can get it. Cause ain't no woman in the world like you. And for that, Mardukes, I applaud you, for real.
Acknowledge me.